It's 2 weeks now until Christmas, and Ted Cruz's Tucker derangement syndrome flare-up is showing no signs of going into remission. And I guarantee you, he will not be able to stop his now daily posts on social media complaining and attacking Tucker Carlson for noticing certain things and asking a lot of questions and making some critiques about Ben Shapiro's favorite country and their tremendous influence over ours and influence over our politicians. Just like he couldn't make it through Thanksgiving without having Tucker Carlson first and foremost in his mind, posting literally almost every single day for the last month since Tucker Carlson interviewed right-wing streamer Nick Fuentes on his podcast, posting three tweets yesterday and then retweeting a new post attacking Tucker, including this one, responding to a clip from Tucker on Theo Von's podcast where he was talking about Bill Ackman and Barry Weiss, who is now the new head of CBS News, both just huge Zionists and, well, Jewish supremacists, asking, is there a Jew who Tucker doesn't hate? Posting another one about Tucker's interview with the Prime Minister of Qatar. And then posting this one, asking, why is Tucker attacking Trump's campaign manager? Of course, distorting the truth, his former campaign manager. I'll get more into that in a second. Also retweeting this attempted joke from the Babylon Bee, saying that Tucker Carlson has just bought a new home in Mordor. Get it? Because Tucker Carlson is now the most evil man in America. And so, of course, he's going to live by Mount Doom. Why is Tucker Carlson attacking Trump's campaign manager? Again, former campaign manager, he asks. Well, it's because he just registered as a foreign agent for Israel and has been given millions and millions of dollars by the Israeli government to covertly influence American social media personalities to shill for Israel. Not just social media personalities like Brandon Tatum, but also targeting churches, targeting Christian pastors in America in order to convince them to tell their flocks that Israel can do no wrong, and attempting to game the responses about various different inquiries on ChatGPT to skew them in favor of Israel. This was the clip that really set off Ted Snooze and others yesterday.
This article says, the government of Israel has hired a new conservative-aligned firm, Clock Tower X LLC, to create media for general Gen Z audiences in a contract worth $6 million. At least 80% of content Clock Tower produces will be tailored to Gen Z audiences across platforms.
Clock Tower.
Clock Tower integrates its pro-Israel messaging in the Salem Media Network properties, a conservative Christian media group that boasts a vast radio network and produces high-profile shows such as Hugh Hewitt Show, Larry Elder Show, and The Right View.
And like I said, Brandon Tatum, who has abandoned any concerns for the black community, which was his shtick, you may recall. He's a black conservative speaking truth to the black community. Now just obsessing on a daily basis about Jews and on the hunt for someone disagreeing with one.
So,
Oh, look at that.
Former Trump manager Brad Parscale.
That is so disgusting. That is so. Brad Parscale is doing that. That is. Just,
I don't know him. Is he a nice guy?
I know him. He's a.
He resigned from the Trump campaign back in 2016 due to personal problems.
Sad guy. Very sad guy.
In its contract, Clock Tower does not reveal much about what kinds of messaging will be promoted on behalf of Israel.
He took money for. Wait, Brad Parscale took money from the Israeli government to do that?
I don't know. Former Trump campaign manager.
Yeah, $6 million.
Brad.
In 3 months, or it was like only a 3 or 4 month contract, which I'm sure will be inevitably renewed if it's putting out effective or quality propaganda.
Parscale, the advisor who hired the controversial micro-targeting firm Cambridge Analytic during Trump's 2016 campaign, is at the center of the Israeli government's New Deal.
So Brad Parscale, I don't think is an evil person. He's a weak man, for sure. I mean, demonstrably, but for an American citizen to take money from a foreign government to secretly propagandize on behalf of that government without saying it, it is really, speaking of unpatriotic, I mean, I hope that's not true.
Oh, it's true. And obviously, this isn't really about Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson now is just a symbol of people noticing certain things and expressing views that were long taboo, long forbidden, long censored on social media, strictly banned from conservative mainstream media. Until the last year, the last 2 years, when things just started getting so obvious that even the normies started recognizing patterns. Stay tuned, because there's plenty more to come in this video, but real quick, what do you think of this pattern? Of course, it is the classic Trump Claus sweatshirt in my online store, markdice.com. Click the link in the description below. By the way, today, Thursday, is the last day to order anything from my store and get it in time for Christmas using standard shipping. So don't be a slacker. Head on over to markdice.com. Check out the Trump Claws. Check out all the different merch, all of the new mugs, the beer glasses, etc. before it's too late. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out. Jillian Michaels, the fitness guru, Jewish lesbian who famously left California for Florida during the COVID lockdowns and spoke out against trans women using women's locker rooms and women's spaces, then became embraced by so many on the right because people are such morons. They adore and worship celebrities. Has a podcast like literally every celebrity on planet Earth. And she is still extremely upset as well about Tucker Carlson interviewing Nick Fuentes and pressured Don Jr. to denounce him.
Now you're starting to see some of the things in the alt-right fringe of the Nick Fuentes and the Young Republican group chat that is racist and that is scary and sexist to an alarming degree.
Oh, no. It's alarming. To make jokes in a group chat.
With someone like Nick Fuentes. And I'm wondering, you're seeing this kind of fracture of the left. I'm seeing people who are more moderate become alarmed. And people on the right are like, yeah, whatever, not a big deal.
Normal people feel that way, yes, except for a little click that continues their meltdown. I'm like, continue.
I'm here to tell you it's a big deal. And I think it's a...
Celebrities know what's best.
Big deal. Because all of those people that your dad invited in, Tulsi, Kennedy, myself, inadvertently, right? All of these more...
We don't care what you former Democrats have to say. You're the ones who joined our party, okay? We're in control. We're steering this ship. If you don't like it, then go back to California.
If you see it as a problem for the right... in the midterms and in 2028. Because I think if this continues without it being fully condemned aggressively, I think you get Gavin Newsom for president. And I know what that looks like. And it's scary stuff.
The lunatics have been condemning Tucker Carlson every single day for the last month.
I'm good friends with Tucker. And I actually don't think he's really all that radical at all. I think I do see a lot of stuff that's sort of manufactured crises. I see a lot of sort of the neocon handles trying to create these conflicts to break it up because they want to go back to the old ways, not the America First ways.
Look at how upset she is. She is just seething. I mean, what's next? Is the former Daily Wire It Girl Brett Cooper also going to refuse to denounce Tucker Carlson when pressed in an interview? Oh, wait, what's this?
When Ted Cruz says, this mm-hmm. senator who had this exchange with you says, yeah. Now is a time for choosing. Either you call out this guy or you're a coward and you're complicit. Is he right at all?
I think that as Americans, you should be allowed to listen to whoever you want to listen to. I don't think that I need to sit here and condemn anyone either way. There are things that Nick says that I don't agree with. There are things that Ted Cruz says that I don't agree with. I'm not going to sit here and condemn either of them. I don't know if either of them actually like me. Nick has said that he does not like me at certain times, and then he loves me. I was in a movie with Ted Cruz, and we have had conversations, and then he calls me an angry woman on X. Like, I don't take it personally. I'm not concerned. I'm not going to condemn anyone, and I don't think that we should be sitting here telling people what they need to believe or who they need to condemn. We should be focused on positive solutions, on driving a positive future for Gen Z. We're about to be the hugest, most significant voting bloc, and you need to get Gen Z and hold on and provide solutions for them to have a better life.
Oh, no. Ben Shapiro's little protege has turned to the dark side. Meanwhile, Josh Hammer, the HJIC over at Newsweek, he's one of the top editors over there, who also has a podcast on their YouTube channel that nobody watches, is demanding that President Trump and J.D. Vance give an Oval Office address denouncing Tucker Carlson.
I would like to see both the vice president and the president say something about this. I'm not asking for much, but some sort of kind of, you know, Oval Office, you know, sit down on the Resolute desk, look into the camera.
I'm not asking for much. I just want a primetime presidential address from the Resolute desk of President Trump denouncing Tucker.
Say something. I mean, say something about this there. You know, I'm not even asking necessarily for JD to say, I formally renounce Tucker Carlson. That's not going to happen, okay? I mean, my expectations are realistic. I'm not necessarily hoping for something that's just not going to happen there. But something to condemn in no uncertain terms, Fuentes, Groyperism, the rise of anti-Semitism, something along those lines, I think, is frankly more than called for at this particular moment.
Of course, to a certain group of people, not all of them, but the Christian-phobic ones, Christmas is anti-Semitic and scary. It needs to be canceled, which is why we see articles from places like Time Magazine demanding that Christmas should not be a national holiday. Or this Washington Post op-ed, which is demanding that we stop wishing people Merry Christmas because somebody might be Jewish. Or like the one who wrote this article for NBC News, which says that liberals can be just as bad as their conservative counterparts when it comes to enforcing an oppressive Christmas climate. And they get scared and triggered from hearing Christmas music playing in all the stores throughout December. Or like Tucker Carlson's former producer, who sued him and the network, Abby Grossberg, who claimed that his show caused a hostile work environment, and in her lawsuit, she cited that somebody called her a Grinch because she was complaining about Christmas music. Well, that's too bad, because in this country, we say Merry Christmas. And if that offends you, if you have a problem with that, then you can just move to Israel. And speaking of Christmas, today, Thursday, December 11th, is the last day to order anything from ArcDice.com and get it in time for Christmas using standard shipping. So stop being a slacker and order your Trump Claws sweatshirt, Trump Claws wrapping paper this year, which a lot of people love, or any of my awesome designs, including a whole bunch of new drinkware available in black mugs or white mugs. And all the classic designs are now available in a left chest design, as well as the original styles, the big bold print on the front. But some people don't want to walk around and feel like a billboard. And so a lot of people do enjoy the more subtle, more discreet designs. So all available from my online store at markdice.com. So be sure to head on over there or click the link in the description below and check them out.